Looks like it's going to be a really good day.
Yep.
Maybe a day, if you're a smoker, to think about quitting smoking. Well, I got some help for you this morning. Joining us this morning, Senior Medical Advisor of the American Lung Association, Dr. Albert Rizzo, is here to talk about, I guess, technology and quitting smoking. Good morning, Dr. Rizzo. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Bruce.
Let's talk about some of this. There's a survey that it was conducted about kicking the cigarette habit. Are we able to do it? Is it a positive thing? Is it a troubling thing? What's happening here?
Well, we know that smoking is the number one preventable cause of disease and death in this country. We also know that still 1 in 5 individuals smoke. So in the state of Ohio, there's about 2 million smokers. We know it's very hard to quit. Every day as a pulmonary physician, I deal with patients who want to quit, but it's a very tough addiction. It can be isolating. So the survey at the American Lung Association and Pfizer put together helped us identify some ways that we can improve the hurdles. We know that 80% of smokers who want to quit really feel it's important to have support in their quitting process. We also know that about a third of them have a quit plan, and we need to have more of a quit plan to be successful. And only about half of them talk to their physician about quitting. So Quitter's Circle is a new mobile app that the Lung Association and Pfizer put together to help overcome these hurdles. This app allows them to have friends, families, and even their physician be part of that support team. It also helps them develop a plan, and it gives them the access to not only their physician potentially, but a physician in real time 24/7.
Doctor, young people, I think, would take advantage of this new technology, but are young people still beginning to smoke at the rate they were maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Unfortunately, that is still the case. So adolescents, teenagers still are smoking. That's why we still have about 20% of the country still smoking. But I think you're right. This app, Quitter's Circle, is high-tech. It's real-time. And it not only allows the smoker to be part of this, but they can get their support team to be part of the circle as well and be on the app and send inspiration when needed and help a patient or a smoker get over the craving. Rather than reaching for a cigarette, they pick up their mobile device and can get in touch with a support member.
Is this an online community in a sense, or are there like people staffing the Quitter's Circle on the other end?
This is exactly right. An online community of your support team that you develop, you interact with. You can also have access to resources such as a physician in real time, and the app also allows for crowdfunding to help come up with finances that some people feel is a hurdle to quitting smoking. They feel they can't afford medication or counseling, but individuals can support you financially on this as well.
How is this working so far? I mean, are we out of the beta stage? Or are we ready to go? How long has it been happening?
This was actually launched this week. QuitterCircle.com has been an online community for a few months, but the mobile app is brand new, and I think it's going to be a very big improvement for quitting smoking.
Now, everybody, you know, they have their phone with them, is probably as ready as their pack of cigarettes. So I guess it's depending on which one they reach for first is what you're hoping, right?
That's right. We hope they reach for that app first, the mobile app on their device.
And what will they get out of it? I mean, will they think, okay, I got an urge to smoke, I'll text, you know, or get on that app, get information, and then somebody will give me a positive reason not to, or just a distraction?
It can be set up in multiple ways to give you alerts throughout the day, inspirational messages throughout the day, and you're actually right. People can support you in real time through the app. You can reach out to them. They can reach out to you.
What about, and that's all sort of in a virtual sense, what about things that they're doing, interacting with other people or with their physician or trying, you know, just the other things?
The whole development of the app allows you to realize what you need to do to be successful, and that's part of the plan. So talking to your physician, talking to individuals who can help you, support you through times that are cravings that just are too hard to overcome on your own.
Again, we've been talking today with Dr. Albert Rizzo with the American Lung Association, talking about QuittersCircle.com. That's the site they can go to, but then there's also the mobile part of it. And it's just another way and another tool utilizing technology, in a sense, to help people with their smoking addiction.
Absolutely. Quitter's Circle, download the mobile app, and I think it'll be a real initiative that's not been available before.
Now, before I let you go, related to technology, those e-cigarettes have worked their way into our consciousness and our environment in that. How is this helping or hurting, or is it still too early to tell what the benefit or distraction is for this?
That is exactly right. It is too early to tell. There's not enough science behind whether or not these cigarettes are going to be helpful or harmful. We just don't know enough about them. And as a lung physician, any combustible material that you inhale into your lungs is not not good. Yeah. So we just don't know enough at this point.
The closest I get to inhaling anything in my lungs is when there's a barbecue and maybe a little flare-up or whatever, and that's as close as I want to get to any kind of smoke getting into my lungs.
Good advice.
Our guest today, Dr. Albert Rizzo with the American Lung Association. Quitterscircle.com is the place to go for that. We appreciate your time, and hopefully we've encouraged some people to check it out and maybe begin the road to quitting smoking. Thank you very much, doctor.
Thank you.